From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Ira Melman. Another attempt to end the violence in Aleppo has apparently failed. A ceasefire deal between rebels and the Syrian government in the city of Aleppo effectively collapsed Wednesday, with fighter jets resuming deadly air raids over the opposition's densely crowded enclave in the east of the city. The attacks threatened to scuttle plans to evacuate rebels and tens of thousands of civilians out of harm's way in what would seal the opposition's surrender of the city. The evacuation was supposed to begin at dawn, but shelling resumed in the morning hours and buses meant to be used in the pullout of rebels and civilians returned to their depots. Activists and fighters trapped in the opposition's last sliver of territory in Aleppo said pro-government forces had struck their district with dozens of rockets since mid-morning. They say aircraft resumed bombing shortly after noon. It was not clear whether the planes were Syrian or Russian. The Britain-based Syrian Observatory for Human Rights Monitoring Group reported at least six people had been killed. Saudi Arabia's King Salman has vowed to prevent other nations from intervening in neighboring Yemen, where it's been at war with Iranian-backed Shiite rebels since March of 2015. The televised speech at the start of a meeting of his top advisory council Wednesday included no major policy changes despite regional upheaval and the economic challenge posed by low oil prices. Salman says Saudi Arabia remains committed to diversifying its economy based on its Vision 2030 roadmap, which includes slashing public spending, reducing reliance on oil revenue, and boosting employment in the private sector. Saudi Arabia views Iran as its main regional rival. This is VOA. South Sudan is on the brink of an all-out ethnic civil war, which could destabilize the entire region. That, according to the head of a team of UN human rights investigators, telling that to the UN Human Rights Council Wednesday, describing a shattered country where young children as young as two have been raped. Yasmin Suka addressed the council at a meeting requested by the United States as alarm grows about the rise of hate speech by South Sudanese officials and others as civil war grinds on.
The UN survey found that 70% of women in the camp had been raped since the conflict erupted, the vast majority of them not by unarmed, unknown men, but by police or soldiers, and a staggering 78% of them had been forced to watch someone else being sexually violated.
Also Wednesday, South Sudan President Salva Kiir in a speech to Parliament called for a national dialogue that would attempt to redefine the country's national identity. Kiir again called for a ceasefire in the civil war, but offered few details on how it would work with multiple opposition groups across the country. Former CIA Director Leon Panetta said Wednesday that President-elect Donald Trump risks being blamed after any potential attack on the United States if he refused to receive more regular intelligence briefings.
I'm concerned generally with his view with regards to intelligence and the importance of intelligence. I think it's extremely important for the President of the United States to protect our country. And in order to protect our country, that president needs to understand the threats and needs to understand the intelligence that provides that information on what the threats are.
Our apology for the quality of that audio. U.S. officials told Reuters that Trump is receiving an average of one presidential intelligence briefing a week, far fewer than most of his recent predecessors, but that his deputy Mike Pence gets briefings around 6 days a week. In an interview with Fox News on Sunday, Trump said he found the intelligence briefings repetitive and that he already understood potential threats. Donald Trump has decided to name a one-time political foe, former Texas Governor Rick Perry, to head the country's Department of Energy, a sprawling agency Perry once said should be abolished as wasteful. Perry, a two-time Republican presidential candidate, called Trump a cancer to conservatism in the early stages of the party's lengthy presidential nominating contest. But after dropping out of the race with scant voter support, the 66-year-old Perry endorsed Trump, saying the New York businessman was not his first or even his second choice for president, but he was the people's choice. I'm Ira Melman in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.